Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Today was Apple's peak performance special event, and things kicked off with a surprising announcement about Apple TV+. Apple announced that starting this year with the 2022 Major League Baseball season, fans will be able to watch two MLB games on Friday nights through Apple TV+. These Major League Baseball games will come at no additional cost for existing Apple TV+ subscribers, and you'll be able to watch directly in the Apple TV app wherever it is available. Moving right along, we quickly jumped into the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13, which are both now available in a new color. The iPhone 13 is now available in green, as well as the iPhone 13 mini. Meanwhile, the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max are available in Alpine green, which is actually similar to the forest green that the iPhone 11 was available in. The new iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 Pro colors will be available to pre-order on Friday, March 11th, and the first orders will arrive on Friday, March 18th. Next up, Apple announced the new iPhone SE 3, which, just like all of the rumors indicated, is powered by the latest A15 Bionic processor on the inside and features the same design as the previous generation iPhone SE, with a home button and a 4.7-inch display. In addition to that A15 processor, other changes include 5G connectivity for the first time, as well as improved battery life, an upgraded 12-megapixel camera with deep fusion, photographic styles support just like the iPhone 13, and a price increase. The iPhone SE 3 will be available on March 18th, with pre-orders starting on March 11th, and it will retail for $429, a $30 price increase over the second generation iPhone SE. And rounding out the more iterative updates is the new iPad Air. As 9to5 Mac exclusively reported, the new iPad Air is powered by an M1 processor on the inside, just like the iPad Pro and some of the entry-level Macs. Other changes with the new 5th generation iPad Air include a 12-megapixel front-facing camera with support for center stage, 5G connectivity, and a new purple color option. The new iPad Air starts at $599, which is the same as its predecessor, and it too will be available on Friday for pre-order and arrive next Friday. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. It's never too late to set new habits that can help change your life, and HabitMinder is the perfect tool to help you do that. HabitMinder is a healthy habit reminder and tracker application for iPhone and Apple Watch, designed to help you reach your daily goals and form good habits. The app makes it easy to set and track new habits, and customize each habit with all of your particular goals and desires. It also supports Apple Watch, so you can quickly log your habits via the Apple Watch application and track your progress. You can view statistics to see how you perform in each area, see your completion rates, streaks, and other information, and each habit is fully customizable so you can set your goal, the type of habit, a special icon, reminders, and more. There are more than 50 predefined habit ideas in the HabitMinder application, but of course you can also create your own. Change your habits, change your life. HabitMinder is available on the App Store as a free download for the iPhone, iPad, and Mac. My thanks to HabitMinder from Fun Media for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. Following all of those announcements, Apple shifted its focus to the Mac. We got things started here with the introduction of a new Apple Silicon processor, which Apple is calling the M1 Ultra. The M1 Ultra is basically two M1 Max chips that are combined together using a process Apple calls Ultra Fusion. This gives the chip 20 CPU cores with 16 high-performance cores and 4 high-efficiency cores. There's also a 32-core neural engine and a 64-core GPU. Apple has some pretty impressive statistics on the performance of this M1 Ultra processor, including that it is both more efficient and more powerful than many of the PC chips on the market. It also supports up to 128 gigabytes of unified memory and up to 8 terabytes of storage. The M1 Ultra chip can also power four external ProDisplay XDRs and even a fifth 4K display as well. But in what Mac can you actually get an M1 Ultra? That's where the new Mac Studio officially entered the picture. The Mac Studio is Apple's new desktop machine that's a bigger version of the Mac Mini with even more power. In terms of design, the Mac Studio is similar to the Mac Mini, but is slightly bigger with a footprint of 7.7 inches and a height of 3.7 inches. The machine is available in two different processor configurations, one with an M1 Max processor on the inside, and another with the new M1 Ultra. You can also configure it with up to 128 gigabytes of memory and up to 8 terabytes of storage. And in terms of connectivity, on the back you'll find four Thunderbolt 4 connections, an Ethernet connection, two USB-A ports, an HDMI port, and a headphone audio jack. And then on the front side of the Mac Studio, there are two additional USB-C ports and an SD card slot. As we've come to expect, one of the most impressive things about the Mac Studio is the efficiency and power at which it's able to operate. Apple says that despite its impressive performance, the Mac Studio is incredibly quiet, even under the heaviest workloads, and there's a perforated design on the back to help cool the thermal system. And even with this smaller footprint and different thermal design, the Mac Studio is able to outperform even some of the highest-end Mac Pro configurations. For instance, Apple says that the Mac Studio with the M1 Max chip on the inside is up to 50% faster than the Mac Pro configured with a 16-core Xeon processor from Intel, while the version with an M1 Ultra is even up to 90% faster than that configuration of the Mac Pro. But Apple's new Studio line of products doesn't end with the Mac Studio. Apple has also announced an all-new Studio Display that it says perfectly complements the Mac Studio and also beautifully pairs with any other Mac. The Studio Display features a 27-inch panel with a 5K resolution and a design language that's similar to both the ProDisplay XDR and the 24-inch iMac. The Studio Display features 600 nits of brightness, a P3 wide color gamut, and support for Apple's True Tone display technology. And maybe most interestingly is the fact that the Studio Display has its own A13 Bionic chip on the inside. Apple says that this chip is being used primarily for video technology. The Studio Display features an integrated 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera with center stage support, as well as a 3-microphone design for audio calling. In terms of speakers, Apple says the Studio Display offers a high-fidelity 6-speaker sound system, which is supposedly the best ever created for Mac, and there's even support for spatial audio for both music and video using Dolby Atmos. The Studio Display features 3 USB-C ports on the back that support speeds of up to 10 gigabits per second, and a Thunderbolt 3 port that can even fast charge the 14-inch MacBook Pro. In terms of pricing and availability, the new Mac Studio is available to order starting today. The configuration with the M1 Max chip starts at $2,000, and the configuration with the M1 Ultra goes for $4,000. The first orders will arrive starting next week. Meanwhile, the Studio Display costs $1,600, and it too can be configured with a more flexible version of the stand that allows you to adjust height and angles, as well as a nano texture coating. Each of those upgrades will cost you an additional $300. The Studio Display is also available to order today and will start arriving to customers next week. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.